Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last episode, we learned about how to communicate effectively. In this episode, we will learn about how to ask for clarification in order to correctly understand the message being given.
Oh, boss lady, your boy is here to help you to count the eggs and pack them for the customers tomorrow. So, Mr. Butela told you about it?
Oh, I thought Mr. Butela said today we should write down all the customers' names and how many eggs they want. And tomorrow we will check the eggs and pack them. The eggs we have now can be sold to customers today.
You mean some customers will come for eggs today? I don't think you heard Mr. Butela right. He wanted us to give these eggs to some customers tomorrow. Those people want eggs badly tomorrow.
I don't know. Okay, let's go find Mr. Butela and ask him.
I'm not sure. Well, maybe you are right, Mutesi. Mr. Butela will be annoyed if I go back to ask him. He will think I'm not a good listener. Let's just do what you say. Let's leave Mr. Butela alone.
Students, let me ask you this question. Why is Silas refusing to go back to Mr. Butela to ask him to repeat the instructions? Thank you, students. You might have said Silas is afraid because Mr. Butela will think Silas is not a good listener.
No, don't worry, Silas. Don't be afraid. Mr. Butela is easy to deal with. He won't get angry if we tell him we did not understand him well.
Now listen. You know Mr. Butela is always busy. Let us not bother him. I think you heard Mr. Butela very well, not me. You always listen very well.
Wait. There is Mr. Butela passing. Let me call him. Mr. Butera, wait!
No, Mutesi, stop. Let him go. He's very busy.
Yes, Mutesi, I'm coming. Yes, what is it?
Good morning, Mr. Butera.
Yes, morning. And good to see you are at work on time. Time is money.
Mr. Butera, yesterday you told us we should give out eggs today.
Let me see. Yesterday. Okay, listen carefully. Check how many eggs we have here, separate them according to sizes, and pack them for tomorrow.
I said so.
Many customers are coming tomorrow for eggs, so check the eggs, sort them out, and pack them. That's the instruction.
Oh, check the eggs, sort, and pack them. So you were right, Silas. That is what you were telling me. I thought...
Wait, the two of you got confused?
We were confused about what to do, Mr. Butera, but I was worried. I thought we should not trouble you.
No, my boy. It is not wrong to keep asking if you don't understand something. You may do the wrong thing if you don't understand something clearly and you refuse to ask questions. Good communication is the backbone of any good business.
Students, let me ask you another question. What might have happened if Silas and Mutesi did not ask Mr. Butera to remind them about what he wanted them to do? Well done, students! You might have said Silas and Mutesi might have sold the eggs to the wrong people. This is why Mr. Butera was happy that Silas and Mutesi asked him to remind them. Students, Mr. Butera says good communication is the backbone of any business. What does that mean? Thank you, students. It means that good communication is the foundation of a successful business. Good communication is very important in the workplace. Students, I hope you enjoyed listening to the story. students, remember that good communication is the backbone of any good business, meaning good communication is very important in the workplace. It is important to always ask for clarification when we are communicating. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity with a fellow student and in your own time. Invite a colleague or family member to discuss with you. What can you do if you don't understand instructions when in the workplace? What might happen if you don't ask for more clarification on instructions that you have not understood? Today, Mutesi and Silas didn't ask for clarification and were confused about instructions given by Mr. Butera. In a previous episode, Tebuka had difficulty communicating with a customer. Effective communication seems to be a challenge on the farm these days. What do you think Mr. Butera will do? Will Mutesi, Cyrus, and Tebuka get in trouble? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.